Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
And welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm Ali Selby, and today we are talking about four quality compounders for your back pocket. I'm joined by Anthony Abood from Perpetual and Sean Fenton from Sage Capital. Plus, they'll also share one company that they think will be a winner over the long term. Thanks for joining me. First up, we have Cochlear, who, for those who may not know, is a global leader in implantable hearing devices. Its share price is up around 14% over the past year. Anthony, I'll start on you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
I'm going to be boring. It's a hold. Yes. Great business, great brand name. It's underperformed the market, even though it's been up for it. It's underperformed the market almost 20% in the last year. Because obviously, there's been deferral of surgeries, and they did quite a strange capital raising in the middle of COVID. Usually be a buy, but at 60 times PE this year and 47, 48 times next year, it's just, I can't get it to stack up.
In its results, it announced net profit would be going up by 46 to 59% in 2021. Sean, is it a buy, hold, or sell?
I actually think Cochlear's a buy. The major reason being its major competitor, Advanced Bionics, has had some material issues and having recalls. And the surgeons are starting to prefer Cochlear. So we see it taking share going forward. You've also got the reopening of new surgeries coming back as hospitals and elective surgery come back online. So that helps drive that profit growth. It is expensive, but the rest of the growth space has really caught up and gone beyond it. So it looks okay.
Next up, we'll stay on you. We have the Spirit of Australia, Qantas. Its share price hasn't quite yet recovered from the lows of the crisis, but there's a trans-Tasman bubble starting the day this video is actually published. So is it a buy, hold, or sell?
I generally like Qantas as a business, but I can't hold it. It's probably even a sell here at the moment. There's just too much uncertainty in terms of travel and what happens, particularly the business travel, the front end of the plane, higher yielding passengers. Where does that go moving forward? And I'm not just talking about reopening borders. I think how does corporate travel fundamentally change where we do more Zooms and these sort of webinars and the like? So that uncertainty just leaves it as a sell for me.
Anthony, it reported a more than $1 billion loss during reporting season. Do you think they can close that gap? Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
I've actually got a buy on Qantas, respectfully. look, I think that we don't know the timing, but at some point, yeah, things will bounce out, whether it's 2 or 3 years from now. And we feel through COVID, they're going to come out the other side much stronger for two reasons. One is the competitive environment's much better. I think the private equity owning Virgin's a good thing for competitive dynamics, and Tiger's no longer there. So feel that the competitive environment's better. They've taken $1 billion of the cost out structurally. And so we think that will be able to be maintained. And so coming out the other side, we think they could earn 60 to 65 cents at some point in the next 3 or 4 years. At $5, we think it's pretty cheap.
Next up, we have Cleanaway Waste Management, which is up around 34% over the past 12 months. Anthony, is it a buy, hold, or sell?
I'm going to be boring. It's a hold.
So much fence sitting.
Yeah, I know. Look, I mean, I like the industry. I like the growth. I like the barriers of entry into the industry. This is not going to be disrupted by Amazon, this industry. I think that there's M&A happening in the industry with Suez and Veolia merging and Bingo getting bid for. But my problem is twofold. One is new CEO coming in rebasing earnings. And the second thing is not screamingly cheap at 27 PE.
Do you agree? Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
I'm leaning towards hold, but to be different, I'll say buy. mainly just that dynamic of recycling. So, yeah, they're picking up a few landfill assets off Suez with their merger, so they're pretty scarce. So between that, the dynamic of people looking for more investment in the recycling space, the growth there, money being recycled from bingo and the like, I think does okay in the short term.
Next up, we have wealth management platform Netwealth, which has its share price up around 80% over the last 12 months. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
So it's a buy, I think. Sky high valuation, but just the underlying growth is very strong. So it continues to do very well in that platform segment, taking increasing share. So it's got a very strong growth pipeline ahead of it. It starts to fall through to the bottom line.
Anthony, it is trading at a discount to its competitor Hub24. Do you think this is an opportunity to buy? Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Respectfully, I've got to sell. I think very well managed, great balance sheet, great flow coming, and they've done a really good job taking market share and flows from the big four banks and AMP and IWF post Royal Commission. Their customers love them, and so obviously a lot of good things going for it. Well, three problems I've got is one is I think that 40% of their earnings comes from interest rate spread. I think that it's not sustainable. The second problem I've got, I do think investment platforms do come under pressure, especially as a lot of these businesses shift from the big banks to private equity. They're going to get better, become better competitors. And thirdly, at 60, I think it's about 60 odd PE, 62 PE, it's just above my threshold of valuation. And I generally think that we are now in a world where there is more companies generating EPS growth. So this whole argument of, growth is scarce. I don't think growth is as scarce anymore. So paying 62 is too much for me.
There's also fewer and fewer financial advisors every year.
Yep.
Well, last up, we've got Warren Buffett, who famously said investors should only buy something that they would be happy to hold if the market closed for 10 years. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, can you share a stock that you think investors can buy and hold comfortably?
Yep. Okay. Well, I've chosen a global stock. It's called FDJ. It's a French lottery company. Just for Australian investors, they know Tabcorp's lottery business extremely well. It's very well regarded. It's regarded as an infrastructure style company. But the real growth driver for the company has been the shift from selling to newsagents to selling online. And there's two benefits from that. One is the costs. They're not paying 10% commission. And the second is a direct conversation with your end client so you can market more effectively. FDJ was privatized by the French government in December 2019. What I liked about it is it had a 25-year monopoly license in France, which is one of the top lottery markets in the world. Only 3% of its business was through digital. We see no reason why that can't be go to 30% like Tabcorp. It's had a good start. We invest in the IPO at 20, just under 20 euro. It's gone to 40 euro. We actually think that the earnings from here could almost double as they get to that 30% of their distribution through digital. So we like it. It's about 5% free cash flow yield even here. So we've got a buy. I could hold it for 10 years.
Sean, over to you. What's a company that you think investors can hold over the long term?
I think ResMed over the long term. So back in the healthcare space, it does sleep apnea devices and masks. It's a segment that's underpenetrated, so there's good long-term growth there. It's been growing solidly for the last 10 or 20 years, so we see that track record continuing, very strong balance sheet, good management. They're getting close to their customer, so they bought something called Brighttree, which gives them a digital platform, closer to fulfillment of masks and keeping things going. They've worked through competitive bidding in the US, which suppressed prices for a little while, so even through that period, they've managed to expand margins and deliver strong profit growth, a safe one to sleep at night.
Well, I'm convinced. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell. If you did, why not give it a like? Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss an update.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.